Karen, thanks for speaking with us today.
Thank you, Scott.
Now, you used to work in Cabarrus County. Does the move to Mooresville and the South Iredell Chamber of Commerce feel like a very natural one for you?
Yes, it actually does. There are so many close connections with regard to issues, but as well as the businesses and so many regional issues that we're all facing here.
What are some of those issues that you encountered in Cabarrus County that you'll now encounter in South Iredell?
I think the big one spelled in capital letters is growth. It's just incredible what is happening all around the Charlotte region, but with the interstates of 85 and 77, there are so many correlations with transportation issues, water issues, just development overall, where we want to be able to control it so that it's good, positive growth for everyone.
Are you comfortable with how quickly the Mooresville area is growing right now?
I am. It's a delightful community here.
And it's capitalized on Charlotte's growth, as it did in Cabarrus County. But are there some of the negatives that that come with those, ones in particular that maybe worry you facing Mooresville in the next 5, 10, 15 years, that maybe worry you a little bit more there than they do in Cabarrus County?
I don't know that they are necessarily any greater here than any other area. We have such an asset with the lake, to where folks are wanting to live here and yet keep that wonderful quality of life that we really treasure throughout North Carolina, but especially when we have resources such as the lake available.
Now, Mooresville almost seems like two separate cities when I get a chance to visit there, the older downtown and then the new area near the interstate with all the retail. In your new position, will it be sometimes difficult to satisfy all of the businesses that you're working with?
Well, I certainly hope not. There are always issues to be dealt with, and certainly it's very important to keep the downtown area alive. We are working on some new activities that we're excited about that hopefully will bring folks into downtown. We've got restaurants and shops that folks should be aware of. And I think that the new development out and around us will only enhance that center point, because the downtown always remains the heart of any community.
Now, outside of the Charlotte area and outside of North Carolina, Mooresville is perhaps best known as, and this is a credit to the past folks who have managed the city, but it's Race City USA.
Yes.
Because of the number of NASCAR shops there. Do you feel like, should it be changing that soon, that maybe Mooresville is more than NASCAR USA, or is that still fitting?
Well, it's very fitting still, and I think will continue to be because of the focus on motorsports. We will expand and grow in other industry, and that will be healthy for this community. But at the same time, we cannot turn our backs on what the motorsports industry has done for this whole region, actually. And that should become greater because of the Hall of Fame that we'll all, I think, benefit from in years to come.
Now, you're still very new on the job. As we said, you just began this week. What are some of the first things that you're trying to accomplish?
Well, this week's task has really been to gather with my team here, the staff members, and look at, you know, what the responsibilities are, look at what holes there are that need to be filled, and just to make sure that we are the most effective organization in continuing with the programs that we currently offer, and then look at, you know, what else do we need to be offering, not only to our chamber members, but to the community at large.
Karen Shore, we appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you, Scott.